Do you guys remember I said on Friday I was going to share some news? Well, if you are happen to be one of my, really any one of my social media followers, like on any social media platform, today I announced that I am starting in the biggest role of my life. I have entered the most important phase of my life, of my story, of my book. I am going to be a mommy. I am expecting my first baby in August. Yes, I'm so excited. It's giving a baby Leo or a baby Virgo. My bestie Kirkland is a Leo and my fiance is a Virgo. So I'll be happy whichever one, because the two very important men in my life are, you know, Virgo and Leo. So their birthdays are back to back. So when am I due? I am due in August. Like I said, specific date, I will definitely, it doesn't really matter. Like, I feel like it's going to be between mid and end of August. But at the end of the day, listen, these dates are just for show, just to have a ballpark idea. My baby is going to come when my baby's ready to come, and I'm here for it. We do have a full name, that's first, middle, and last name, of course, but we are going to call the baby KB. So whether it's a boy or girl, we are going to call the baby KB. I will be doing a gender reveal soon. Bae and I, we will be in Jamaica this month. My fiance is Jamaican. So while we're in Jamaica, he wants to do a gender reveal with his family. I said, hey, go for it. Just know you in charge of planning and I will just be there with my belly and neither my pink or blue outfit. So, and hopefully our friends and family in the States will be able to watch the reveal. So I'm so excited, you guys. I am so, so excited. You remember what I was telling you guys about me going to like all the different, all the locations looking for something that was on sale. It was diapers. So tomorrow we will do Savings Saturday, where we will talk about a deal of the day, of the week that I was able to, you know, find. And it was diapers. It was a deal. Apparently, Aldi has very great deal on diapers. They are definitely very affordable. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. So I will definitely come back tomorrow and talk about it. But today, Friday, March 31st, I wanted to share that I am pregnant. I'm excited. I am 20 weeks exactly at the halfway point. Hopefully that is the halfway point. So I'm excited. My fiance is super excited. I feel like he's more excited than I am. He's always been excited. He said he's team girl, but I really, really, really feel like he's going to want a boy at one point. And listen, I've said this before. I don't see myself having another baby. And if we have another baby, it will be where we are at the stage where this baby is well planned out. We have a house that's big enough that we don't have to move. We have all the things we have and we want to be able to add another baby. So it will not, if I do have another baby, it will not be anytime soon, but it's giving one baby more than two babies. But I'm excited, you guys. I'm so over the moon. I did not know I was going to be this excited to be pregnant. And honestly, I've went my majority of my life, especially my adult life, trying to decide if I want kids or not. I definitely don't have the best relationship with my family. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to bring kids into the world, that I wasn't sure if I wanted. And I feel like that's where a lot of people go wrong. That's where there's so many, you know, so many kids have, you know, need therapy right now. We traumatized. We have all this family trauma we carrying around, and we spreading it and passing it on to our children. And I wanted to make sure what I do, if I do have a kid, and when I do have a kid, I was fully prepared and understand what it takes to raise children. Not that I know what it takes, but I feel like I've put a lot of work in myself over the years. I mean, I promise you, I have been working on myself, like intentionally working on myself since 2011. Since I started my first business, I started my self-improvement journey. And of course, over the years, it's been up and down. We got better, I got good, I got bad. Like, you know, it's been the self-work, the concept of self-work. You are always working on yourself. Even after you feel like, okay, well, I'm good, I've done this amount of work. But once you get to another level of your life or where you want to go, you're definitely going to need to work on yourself to become the person you need to become the next level. I feel like the work I have done in myself from 2020 to date have helped prepare me to be ready to be a mom. And one of the things that helped me decide if I was going, that make me realize, oh, okay, I want to be a mom. I want a mom. I want a baby, is buying my very first house. So in 2020, I actually closed on January 2020. I closed, you know, I bought my first house, closed on the house. And then COVID happened. And then Mesh birthday, my godson, which is my cousin baby, Mesh, you know, he was out of school. It was COVID. I decided to bring him here for 2 weeks. And then I end up having him again 2 weeks in September, 2 weeks in August, and 2 weeks in September. And while he was here, Kristen and I, we had so much fun with Mesh. He brought so much love and joy in the house. And it wasn't just that. It gives me a sense of, and we took his height measurement, right? We took his height on the wall, and we're like, one day Mesh will be, you know, a tall, big guy. And then we'll be able to be like, oh, we still in the same house. Even when Mesh become a teenager, like, we'll be like, we still have this house. And that gave me a sense of security. And if you guys know my story, I've been moving around so much over the years. And to have my own house that, you know, at the end of the day, this is my house. Like, this is my house. And it gave me a sense of security. It gave me a sense of purpose. It gave me a sense of, I can do this. And I decided I want to be a mom. I want to be a wife. I want to be a mom. I did get pregnant before I got engaged. But my fiance and I, from the day we met, the conversation being marriage and children. We know we were on the same page from day one. He's been consistent. Consistently reassure me. We've talked about building our lives together. We've made plans. We were both taking action. And I know getting pregnant before I got married, I mean, we didn't plan it, but we did not plan it. It wasn't like we said, okay, let's have a baby. But we also did not say, let's not have a baby now. So I remember a long, long time ago, a nurse told me, I had went for my yearly checkup, and she was trying to get me on birth control because I was in a relationship at the time. And of course, I've never been on birth control a day in my life. And I saw what birth control was doing to some of my friends, you know, mood swing, weight gain, craziness, right? And I decided, okay, I'm not doing this unless they have a way to control the hormones and all the bullshit birth control is doing to women. So I was like, no, I was telling her I didn't want it. And she tell me, look, not actively trying, you say not actively trying to have children is actively trying to have children. And it stuck with me. So I literally went my entire life trying not to get pregnant in other ways than using birth control. And now, when I met this amazing man, I did not care if I got pregnant. It was like, you know, we did not take the extra precautions I've taken in the past. I did not take them with him. And it was just like, okay. And on top of it, like, I'm in my mid-30s. And it was like, I had plans to freeze my eggs last year, 2022. And I didn't. And I was like, okay, well, a little part of me felt like I was testing to see if my eggs work. Well, apparently they do, because mama got pregnant. So with all of that said, I am so excited to be expecting my first baby. I will definitely keep you guys updated. I will definitely, after the gender reveal, I will definitely come back and let you know what I am having. All right. With all of that said, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you guys. I know this podcast seems like a little hobby. You know, it's something I just want to have a little community of people that I can come and talk to. So I just want to say thank you so much for listening. You can find me on all of the social media platforms as I Am Princess. Take care of yourself. Talk to you.